supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm Attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. God tends to honor the unknown. Not only that, God honors the unknown and never forgets them. The world will honor the well-known, and then they forget about them. When you're prime, when you're no longer in your prime, the world forget about you. But God will honor the unknown and will never forget them. Number three, grace is based upon covenant. As I stated earlier, the grace that we experience is based upon covenant. David was in search of anyone that was left of the house of Saul for Jonathan's sake or for the sake of the covenant that he had made. So grace is based upon covenant. Now think about this a moment. Grace is based on what has already taken place long before you even got saved. Come on, God has made grace available to you. It's based upon what has already taken place. Jonathan and David had cut covenant long before Jonathan and Saul were killed and long before David became king. They had cut covenant. Covenant has to do with an historical event that secures future blessings. Grace is based upon covenant. It has to do with an historical event, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, which has secured our future blessings. Tell someone, my future is secure. My children's future is secure. Their children's 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 future is secured. Based upon a covenant. Amen. Based upon a covenant that was wrought long before you got here. Amen. I stated earlier briefly, God cut a covenant with Christ. The first covenant was that of circumcision with Abraham. That was 430 years before the law which had to do with works. God cut covenant with Abraham by promise, through promise, not through works. He cut covenant with Abraham before he was circumcised, and circumcision was a sign of covenant. But God cut covenant with Abraham before that, and then that became a sign. You see, in essence, what he's saying is that it's not by works. Stop kicking yourself because your performance has been subpar. Amen. And start focusing your attention on his grace, Amen. Which is able to secure you, which is able to sustain you, which is able to renew you. I'm thankful God is not like man. Man will be quick to judge you. You know, it's interesting. I'll get a little more into this. But, you know, David didn't ask about why Mephibosheth was lame in his feet. Amen. All he asked was, where is he? Amen. See, a lot of folks want to know why you're in the condition that you're in. Or how could this have happened to you? But see, real grace don't ask why. Real grace just says, where they at? Bring them to me. I'll see to them. Aren't you glad God's not like man? They got a list of questions when they ask you, what's in your bank account? And, you know, everything, all your personal business, want to know everything. But grace says, where are they? That's grace. Number four, grace will employ those who are willing to serve in sincerity and truth. Grace will employ those who are willing to serve in sincerity and truth. Verse 2 says, and there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? He said, thy servant is he. The king asked him, is there not yet any left of the house of Saul that I might show him kindness, the kindness of God? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan has yet a son which is lame in his feet. Ziba gave him all the details as to where Mephibosheth was. Ziba's name means to station or a station, a planter, a person that is stable or fixed in a particular position, stationed. David summoned Ziba. Now understand, grace employs those who are willing to serve in sincerity and truth. Grace intends to use those who have a stand, who have taken a stand, who have a position, those that have the ability to station, to be stationary, those who have the ability to stand in service and simultaneously help those that are in need. This is grace. Grace is not just concerned with you four and no more. True grace is not concerned just with your table, your salvation. No, grace employs people that are willing to serve in sincerity and in truth, not looking for something back. Now, we find out in this portion of Scripture that Ziba was not true to his name because he became very deceitful, money hungry, stole property, lied about different things. Ziba didn't measure up to his name's definition and expectations, but God will employ. The thing that defined the life of Christ on planet Earth was he was full of grace and truth. He was filled with grace. It employed him. He was able to serve God and service those that needed help, and those that were in need. So grace employs those who are willing to serve in sincerity and in truth. Number 5, grace carries a strong evangelistic fervor and anointing. Grace of God carries a strong evangelistic fervor and anointing. Notice in David's words, he says, it says, and the king said, where is he? In other words, the king was ready to reach out toward him or to him in evangelistic anointing. He wasn't waiting for Mephibosheth to find the palace or to wander aimlessly, you know, till they found him. No, he said, where is he? He was willing to go and get him. So the grace, the power of restoration, this grace carries a strong evangelistic anointing. In other words, when you really carry the grace of God, there's no shame. I am not ashamed of the gospel. For you know it's the power of God to them that believe. And you know, to those that have not believed, you know that it's the power to save them. Do you really know that? Do you really realize that? That it's the power of God to save. Therefore, there's a great evangelistic anointing. Even though you may not be or carry the title of an evangelist, you are an evangelist. You do the work of an evangelist. Spread this grace. You have to understand that it's not your responsibility to save people. Uh-oh. Stop fearing rejection. It's not your responsibility to save them. It's your responsibility to tell them the good news, to impart the good news. Only Jesus saves. The sower goes out and sows his seed. Some falls by the wayside, some on good ground, some on stony ground, some among thorns. But some of it's going to bring forth fruit. God's going to save some of that. But see, it's your job to sow the seed. The seed is the word. And a person that is full of grace has an evangelistic anointing. In other words, if the gospel is hidden, if you are in a group of people and the time comes for you to have opportunity to share your faith and you don't, then your gospel is hidden from them that are lost. You have put your light under a bushel. Amen. But true grace employs those that are willing with an evangelistic thrust. You will be surprised when you share your faith on your job. And I don't mean when you're supposed to be working. There's a time and a season for everything. There's an appropriate time. Many times in your place of employment or your business, you need to let your light shine first. Instead of, you know, all your Jesus bumper stickers and Jesus and crosses and, you know, Jesus hats and all of that. Yeah, but what type of life have you allowed to shine first? See, let your light shine, and guaranteed opportunity will come to you to share your faith. But sometimes we shine in the light in people's face. But believe me, opportunity will be there. Sow a seed. Show people love. Give them grace. Grace is very attractive. Grace, you mean, it attracts people. Amen. All right? So grace carries a strong evangelistic anointing. When we talk about that evangelistic anointing, as I said earlier, grace asks the question, where? See, when you have an evangelistic anointing, you're not worried about what. I used to, when praying for people, try to get some understanding of what, you know, trying to figure it out. And I found over time that that's futile. Either the devil coming out or he ain't. You can try to explain it and get all the education and all that. No, you have an evangelistic anointing. You have to find all that stuff out. You know, you have to know the devil, you know, you don't have to know the enemy's name. What name or who are you? You don't need that. All they have to know is who you are and that you mean business, what you're doing. When they know you mean business, they're not going to stay. So the question is not what, but where, okay? When that evangelistic anointing, you're asking, where is he? Not what's going on with him or why is he there? Why is he in Lodabar if he's part of this covenant? David asked no question. He said, where is he? And then he sent for him. It's interesting. Grace is interested in locating the person in need and not necessarily finding out what went wrong. You got people like that. They want to know. You know, inquiring minds want to know. Well, tell me about it. No, just pray for me. You know, you met people like that. They want to know. But true grace just wants to know where you at. Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 37 of Mega Grace, The Prevailing Word of Grace, part 2. The sound that is coming will break the sound barriers. Those who were unable to hear the sound of God previously will now hear him clearly. God is going to capture our attention through the acceleration of his word. This will change our point of view and allow us to rise above situations. God is taking us to altitudes way above our imagination. We will be taken high above turbulence in our lives, and our perception of the enemy will change. Jeremiah saw a vision, and God accelerated his word to perform it. God provided a solution for the problem before it even existed.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.